KGEZ presents A Happy, Healthier You from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.
And joining us from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, we have the coordinator of volunteers, Kathy Buffington.
Hi, John.
How are you, Kathy?
I'm great. Good to be with you this afternoon.
You too. And you're going to talk about one of my favorite foods on the planet.
Yeah.
Yeah, lefse.
I know you like that stuff.
Oh,
talked
yeah.
Talked about it before. Yeah. Yes, we are having our annual bazaar this Friday from 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. And we have prepared 600 rounds of lefse to sell.
They'll probably last about 15 minutes, right?
Hopefully that long.
That's one thing. If you want the lefse, you better get there early.
You better get there quick.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
But, you know, there are other things, too, that you'll be serving, like those hot cinnamon rolls.
We'll have hot cinnamon rolls, and we have Joyce back baking them this year. And so everybody's pretty excited about them. Cinnamon and caramel pecan.
Yeah. One thing about lefse is it always takes longer to make it than it does to eat it.
It takes a long time. It's very labor intensive. We had 30 volunteers helping us make it last week, and it took all day, and we got our 600 rounds done, but wow. It's not an easy chore.
Explain to me and to everybody how lefse is made.
Well, you make a batter. I made 20 batches of the batter on Sunday, and then on Monday we added flour to each batch, and we rolled up. We divided it up into little pieces and rolled those up into little balls, and then you put them on the table and roll them out with flour and...
elbow grease. Put them on,
flour and elbow grease. And
but now
it usually
the batter,
takes about two people to manage that process.
Now the batter is potatoes.
It is.
Yeah.
It's mostly potatoes. There's a little bit of butter and a little bit of cream and a little bit of flour, tiny bit of sugar and a tiny bit of salt.
Yeah, and you put all that together. It's sort of, I don't know, I kind of compare it. When people ask me what lefse is, I say, well, it's the Norwegian version of tortillas.
It is, only it's better.
Oh, I think so, yeah. But anyway, so you take this and you rub it, you have to, well, in the old days, you know, instead of putting it in the refrigerator, they just stuck it out in the snow.
Oh, yeah, or eat it immediately off the grill. That's the best way to do it.
Well,
But you can microwave them nowadays, and it's pretty nice.
But you take that, then you roll it all out, and you got to roll it out just real thin.
Just real thin, yeah.
And then there's these sticks that you have to use to move them around because they are big and they're thin.
Yes, that's right, yes. You have to have, it's an art.
And see, in the old days now, a wood stove, a big old wood cast iron wood stove, so you had plenty of surface to work with.
I've heard about that.
But that doesn't work so good anymore, so now you got to have the special
griddle,
griddles to do that. Yeah, really
and we blow a lot of breakers just doing that.
Oh, I can only imagine.
We had eight of them going at one time in one room, so
So all this is going to get underway.
Yep, it will start at 9 a.m. on Friday.
All right, Friday morning, 9 o'clock.
Yep.
If you want to be there at 8:55 for your lefse.
That's right.
Because by 9:10, it'll be gone. I know it will be.
Yeah,
600 rounds, though. That's
We divide it into packages of five.
So you get five rounds.
Five rounds in a package,
Well, that'll last about 5 minutes. Well, you know, when you can't do it this way, you got to rely on Mrs. Olson.
There you go.
And that's pretty good. It's just not made the same way a handmade lefse is made.
It is.
All right. Now I've made enough of a big deal about lefse, so it's just it's one of my favorite things growing up, and it becomes one of my favorite memories growing up too. My grandmother, who came over on the boat from Norway. Brought that with her and shared that with our family and, passed it down through the generations. My daughter now makes lefse.
Oh, good for her. Does she live close by?
No, unfortunately.
I'm always looking for new lefse volunteers.
Yeah, she lives in Seattle, but I'll bet you she'd come help if she were here. No question. We're talking to Kathy Buffington, and what we're going to talk about next is really what Kathy's all about, and that's volunteering at Emmanuel Lutheran. Those opportunities we'll share with you right after this. Alzheimer's disease and the onset of dementia can produce many challenges, not just for the person directly dealing with the disease, but for the loved ones and the caregivers trying to help during such a trying time. That's why Emmanuel Lutheran Communities created the Dementia and Alzheimer's Support Group for Caregivers. They meet the third Monday of every month. This month, that's Monday, November 18th from 3 to 4:30 p.m. in the auditorium at Buffalo Hill Terrace. Please come share your information, experiences, and understanding. For more information and to register, simply contact the team at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, 752-9625, 752-9625. The Dementia and Alzheimer's Support Group for Caregivers, open to the public, Monday, November 18th from 3 to 4:30 in the auditorium at Buffalo Hill Terrace, 40 Claremont Street in Kalispell. Providing support for those who care for or about someone experiencing Alzheimer's disease, dementia, or any other related disorder that affects memory, reason, and judgment.
Now, back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
Our guest is Kathy Buffington. She is Emmanuel Lutheran Communities Coordinator of Volunteers. So let's talk about volunteering.
All right. Well, we're always looking for new volunteers. We have a large core of volunteers. We have about 300, but some of those come only once a year to help with LEFSA. And there are a lot of other projects that require, you know, just that one time. Or we have musical volunteers that come in large groups. But we have a core of about 100 that come and help us every month. And they're always coming and going, so we're always looking for new ones because others have to retire from it for one reason or another, move away or take on another project or whatever. But we have lots of opportunities there for people to volunteer.
I love volunteering for things where it takes a minimum commitment of time, but it makes a big difference.
Yeah, and that's the way it is there. And it can,
yeah. So talk with me a little bit about the sorts of things that volunteers are able to do for you.
Well, we have arts and crafts that we do every week. We have games that they play. We're always looking for bingo volunteers or cribbage players. And nowadays, we're looking for people who like to play Wii games and help the residents with the Wii games.
So, I mean, I could volunteer to play cribbage?
You could volunteer to play cribbage, yes.
Let me warn you, these guys up there know how to play.
They sure do.
They're good.
They sure are.
And if you relish getting skunked, you better practice first, unless you do relish getting skunked.
That's true.
Yeah.
We have two gift shops at Emmanuel also that require volunteers to help us run. Over at Buffalo Hill Terrace, we have it's open 5 days a week. We could open it more if we had more volunteers to help us with that. I have volunteers that go shopping for me so that we can stock the gift shops, and I'm always looking for volunteers for that.
But what kind of qualifications do we have to be a volunteer?
Well, mostly it's just really enjoying other people and having the heart to help, knowing that you can do, there's all kinds of things you can do. It can be a personal thing with the residents, or it can be something else that will really help because, every dime we make at the bazaar and in the gift shops goes to help the residents.
And that's one thing we have to remember, too, is that caring for the residents is an expensive process, and many of them simply can't afford it.
That's
and
right.
So we have programs to help them.
Exactly.
And this is one way we can help is to, these are things we'd have to pay somebody to do.
That's true. Yeah. And these volunteers do it, I've figured out before how much money they are saving us, but I can't think of what the number is right now off the top of my head. But they're an immense help to us.
And one thing we should also mention, too, about volunteering is that when people are not able to leave for whatever reason, having somebody come in just to have a conversation.
Exactly.
See a friendly face,
exactly.
A smile.
I had a young girl last night just come in to volunteer for the first time, and that's what she would like to do is just visit with the residents.
Just hang out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, talk. She would like to file nails or play games or read a book, Simple things like that.
Well, Kathy Buffington's with us, and Kathy, if you'd like to be a volunteer, how can we reach out to you?
Well, you can call me at 752-9612, extension 1228. You can show up at Emmanuel any Monday through Friday. Well, Monday through Thursday is when I'm there. And I have you fill out a volunteer application, and we do background checks on all our volunteers.
But don't be afraid of that.
No. Unless you have something to be afraid of.
But
nobody around here does. Oh, we have the best volunteers. We really do.
Where is your office?
It is in our Emmanuel Skilled Care Center.
Okay.
And which is the old Lutheran home.
Right.
So you just come in that front door at 185 Crestline Avenue.
And that's where you are.
That's where I am at, just
Monday
inside
through
the
Thursday.
Door.
All right, very good. Kathy Buffington with us, and we got to sneak back and talk about the bazaar, and we'll do that right after this.
We have an invitation for you. Coming this Friday, it's the annual Holiday Bazaar at Emmanuel Lutheran Community Skill Care Center. The gift bazaar and meet and greet will include homemade Scandinavian lefse, hot, yummy cinnamon rolls, coffee, gift items, and a whole lot more. Now, this is your opportunity to catch up with friends in your community, ask questions to staff members, learn about all the services available to residents and guests of Emmanuel Lutheran Community's Comprehensive Life Plan Community, and, of course, get a great gift. The annual Holiday Gift Bazaar at Emmanuel Lutheran Community Skill Care Center, it's this Friday from 9 till 3, with all the proceeds used to enrich the lives of residents at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. Now, back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. A happy, healthier you.
Emmanuel Lutheran Communities Coordinator of Volunteers, Kathy Buffington, is with us, and she seems like she's the coordinator of lefse making, too.
I am.
Okay, so the big bazaar begins Friday morning, 9 o'clock sharp.
Yes, it does. And we have got wonderful things this year. This is maybe one of our best years. We've got Christmas decorations that are just beautiful. And we have five quilts, gorgeous quilts, hand-sewn, showed up yesterday. And we've got, those residents over at Buffalo Hill Terrace have been busy knitting and sewing and preparing things for us. The staff over at the Buffalo Hill Terrace kitchen have been making cookies and jams and jellies and breads for us. So, and we have some of those Scandinavian women out there that are making krumkaka.
Krumkaka.
Rosettes.
Rosettes, yeah. Sunbuckles?
Yes. Perhaps sunbuckles, fudge and caramels. Ooh. Yeah, we spare no.
Yeah, the sunbuckles, I love those. But the whole idea is you fill it up. It's like an empty cupcake with, I never filled it up with anything because I ate it too fast.
They're so darn good just the way they are.
Yeah. And my dad used to put jam and jellies in there and all kinds of stuff.
On top.
Yeah. I ate it before I could ever get to that.
Yeah. I think most people do.
It's an experience you got to have.
Dip it in a little coffee. And it's real good.
If you haven't experienced some of these great Norwegian, Scandinavian, actually, delicacies, you really should. First of all, perfect opportunity is beginning 9 o'clock Friday morning.
Yep. I hope you'll be there.
Yeah. And we got all those other things, too, to be looking at. But the food, that's the big draw, I think.
That's one of them. But, boy, I will tell you that some of the crafts that we have are amazing. So.
Well, you get all your Christmas shopping done. You know, that's the one thing about holiday shopping for me, Christmas shopping anymore, is that most of the people I know, if they want something, they go buy it. Mm-hmm. So when it comes time to giving a gift, you need something unique.
Yeah.
This something that they wouldn't buy for themselves. Mm-hmm. Something that's really, kind of special.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why this bazaar is so
It is. It's a
handy.
Great spot to find some great Christmas gifts.
All right. Kathy, thank you so much. And, of course, our thanks to all your volunteers that help so much up at Emmanuel Lutheran.
Thank you.
A happy, healthier you is a presentation of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.